Since most incumbents in Congress get reelected by wide margins, there aren't too many races where either party could easily win. This year, there may be 3 such seats in Washington out of only 10 total.
We're going to see money being spent on House elections here like never before. That'll be kind of fun, actually.
Fun if you teach political science, as Todd Donovan does at Western Washington University. He says both parties will be gunning to win, and independent political action committees will also try to influence the outcomes.
We'll be seeing whatever the issue of the day will be come August, October, November on the national scene, playing out here on steroids in Washington and TV commercials and direct mail ads and debates between the congressional candidates.
There's the 1st District north of Seattle, where Jay Inslee's leaving to run for governor. There's the brand new 10th District covering Tacoma and Olympia. And now the 6th District, which Dix is vacating, which stretches from Tacoma to the Kitsap and Olympic peninsulas. Whoever wins those races, Washington State has lost some clout. Not only was Dix the top Democrat on the spending committee, he was the only representative from Washington and not shy about funding local infrastructure.
The couple things I'm most proud of are, one is the efforts we made to restore Tacoma, the downtown area. We built the Tacoma Spur. We restored Union Station as a federal courthouse. We did the Pantages Theater, Puyallup Indian Land Claim Settlement. Tacoma looks much better. Bremerton looks much better.
He also made sure Seattle got its bus tunnel and that parks were preserved on the coast and in the Cascades. Congress watchers say it won't be easy for any of the 3 new representatives to be elected this fall to even win assignment to that Plum Committee. Then they'll wait more than a decade to achieve influence. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.